Hey, everybody. Welcome back to BRB Gaming. You're here with me, Thor.
It's Deborah and Pixel.
And today we're talking about all the awesome stuff that's going on in the handhelds community. My goodness, the Odin finally got its Indiegogo release.
It did. I can't believe it. It happened.
No, it's kidding.
Live. Right? Yeah. It went off with a bang. I think they got up to what, like at least 300,000 USD.
They're at just under 400K right now. I have it pulled up.
Actually. Oh my God.
Yeah, that's really good, man.
Yeah. The only thing was like that last minute changeups, switching from the D1000C to the D900, which, believe it or not, is a better chip.
It is a better chip, but the introduction of the light at all was a surprise.
Yeah.
That came out of nowhere.
I saw Scott posted about it and I'm like, all right, it's a lot of options. But when it came to launch day of the IAGG and I was getting ready to get my Pro, which I did pick up, I saw the light and I'm like, I want to see what this thing can do. So I got the light as well. I got the bundle, the whole thing.
I did as well. I got the Pro Super Pack with the dock, right? And all the other shit that comes with the hard case. And I got a light as well. And I mean, I was so happy that they put in the transparent black for the Pro, because that's actually what I wanted.
That's what you wanted.
Yeah. I don't care about the light color. We'll end up giving it away on RH probably.
Or whatever.
Give it to my kid, you know.
I like the white on black. I'm switching to more of a light on black aesthetic. All my handhelds up to date have been all black for the most part. So I'm like, you know what? Matches the PS5, matches the Oculus Quest. Like, let's enter the new paradigm on white on black themes.
Yeah, I haven't accepted it yet. I got the dark plates for the PS5 and then a skin for my Oculus.
You're forcing all of your things to be black, black, and black.
Yes.
I got the Pro in black though. So, I mean.
Well, yeah. As you want to.
It's cheaper that way because it was like an extra, what, 20, 30 bucks if you wanted to get a colored plate?
Was it?
More than that, I think. Yeah. Well, we went with the super. Oh, like that's super because fan, the early bird pricing.
Early birds only came in those specific colors.
Right. So I'm like, yeah, you know, I'm good with that.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but my bank card, I was having a hell of a time with multiple cards getting it, the IGG to accept it. It was crazy. Like everybody was having this issue.
I didn't have any issue. I didn't
really
I used my credit card directly. I don't trust Google. I don't trust Google Pay like that.
Okay.
I know they had the GPay thing. Was that what people were struggling with or just the actual?
No, just regular debit and credit cards. Their banks kept flagging it. Like if you could get on your phone and quickly approve the purchase, it seemed to work. Mm-hmm. I had to try like three cards before it finally worked. And by that time, I was way back in like the 300s of order IDs. Mm-hmm. I'm like, ah, no.
Well, my Capital One card didn't give me any issues at all. And I'm not shilling Capital One. I'm just saying. They sent me a text message.
Yeah.
Like a few minutes after I ordered my first one, after I'd already ordered the second one, actually, it's like, is this you? And then I didn't have any issues. So.
Kathonix saved the day for me. She's like, let's try this. and finally hers worked. And I'm like, oh, you're a saint.
People had a lot of trouble with Discover.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, all across the board. I don't know what it was exactly. IGG has some funky things that like analyze your purchase history or something, or analyze like the quality of your card you're paying with. And then if they score you too low, then they reject you. And then some people just like their bank was like, well, this looks like an international order, so we're going to reject you.
Oh, well, that might be part of it too. I make international orders.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, a lot of people were in that boat where they're getting their orders delayed and they're back in the 500s, 600s. Yeah. My light ended up in like order number 1,050. But
really?
Well, I mean, I waited like an hour though to get that. I was creeping back and I'm like, well, for one, I wanted the dock, I decided. And I'm like, I can't just get the dock by itself. That's like 30 bucks of shipping. I might as well get a whole nother handheld. Hey, let's try the light. And I pulled the trigger on it.
And you opened the dock, the hard case, and everything.
I clicked on every single accessory, yes, but not the hard shell. Not the hard shell. Not the acrylic like hard shell, but I got every other accessory, the RAM upgrade, the battery upgrade, mm-hmm. the storage upgrade. And I'm like, well, now that's going to be on par with my Pro, I want to see which is going to be better.
Yeah.
And I'm excited. Like, I was pretty excited and hyped for the Odin, but like, I don't know. Now I'm like extra hyped and I just want to start preparing for its arrival, like clearing the space.
It's a reality now.
I mean,
it's, we had to like distance ourselves emotionally.
We
seriously
did.
From the Odin for like 6 months there.
We really did.
The non-starter February IGG that never materialized.
we couldn't be hurt again.
Well, it's just, you know, we have to start questioning at that point. I mean, we've got a brand new company in China that nobody has talked to any of the people at the company. Hey, the only thing we've heard from is Taki, right?
Hey now, it is the brother-in-law, the owner of Morchip who makes Retroid.
Is that completely confirmed?
There. I don't know. I mean, Taki confirmed it. So it's all up to a little bit of speculation, but that sounds to be the case. So I've always trusted that. Retroid's never done us wrong, right?
No,
Morchip's Retroid always been good to us. Brother-in-laws, like they're family.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying I'm not saying a scam. I'm saying it didn't seem like it was going to come to fruition, you know?
Right. Like there's a lot of passion, but not a lot of organization.
Yeah. And I think that that's what a lot of this comes down to, is that a lot of people think it's a scam and a lot of people still think it's a scam. And we had a pretty epic throwdown this past week.
Yeah.
A couple of YouTubers in our age.
Yeah, we did.
That was hilarious.
I was just like honored that the arena battle took place in retro handhelds in our server. I'm like, oh, okay. All right. And they were attacking each other, but it was so like proper almost, like kind of respectable in a respectable way. Like they weren't exactly breaking the rules.
They didn't swear. That was so
weird. They
weren't
swearing at each other. They weren't like, oh, you're being a fucker. You're being a piece of shit. Like none of this stuff. They're like,
one of them said, you're such a meme or something like that now. And the other one changes username to something having to do with shills.
No shills.
Yeah.
You're being mean shills to me. Like,
it
was almost endearing.
It was, it was so humane. The whole thing. And I'm getting, dude, I got so many DMs during that whole mess. Asking for a certain user to get banned. That was one of the YouTubers. Like, no, we're not doing that. I'm not. Are you kidding me? He's getting more information out of Taki than we've gotten in the last 6 months, you know, in an hour. And it's just because Taki had the time to engage him. I get it. But
we're getting some videos. We're getting some videos out of it. Taki said he's going to make like a performance video to show this and that. And like wins here.
Yeah, the consumer definitely wins. He's been messing with the D900 chip, I think, on a phone with a Gamesir all day.
Yeah, I saw that.
So he's been working on Switch and I think 3DS testing. And he was definitely testing PS2 on the Windows build for the Odin base and Pro. So
that's awesome. I mean, we've officially entered the next gen of retro handhelds.
100%.
Like we are in Gen 2 and I'm so thrilled.
Yes.
The benchmark, you know, it used to be the benchmark was, does it play PlayStation 1? And that was the RG350M line of devices.
Yeah.
And then it's like the next thing is, okay, does it play N64? That was the next year's devices.
Yeah.
Then it was Dreamcast.
Which I don't understand how
PSP.
That was ever a real metric. Dreamcast.
It just, Dreamcast and PSP is the next tier.
PSP,
and now we're on the next tier, which is going to be GameCube, creeping into PS2.
Well, and Switch.
Well, yeah. It's true. Well, no, I would say Switch is the next tier.
Because
Switch is going to be PS3 and Switch. Like, that's the tier up.
He was rolling Hollow Knight at full speed already, the Switch version.
Yep. Okay.
You know what I mean? So the answer is Switch.
Simu. Yeah.
No. It was on the Egg NS emulator.
Oh, really?
Yeah, on the D900.
Really?
Yeah.
You're telling me $165 device.
Right.
is playing Switch games when the Switch itself, at a minimum, costs $200.
Yeah.
$180 if on sale or
well,
something.
Well, it's emulated, don't get me wrong. Breath of the Wild was running at like 16 frames per second or six, something like that. It wasn't full speed. But as the emulator is developed more, it's going to get better, obviously. And then throwing it on the 845 with the 8 gigabytes of RAM, that's going to be nice too. So we'll see how it goes. I don't think it's going to be like, oh, let's play Breath of the Wild on our 845 devices. I think it might be next generation, or maybe a generation after that, that is perfectly stable. But it's on the way.
I mean, so I bought a Win 3, a GPD Win 3, and I've been testing on that, getting hyped for Odin, getting hyped for Steam Deck. I'm like, I can't wait till December. I can't wait till January. I need a device today, right now, that I can throw up and just see what like tomorrow's this experience is like in my today. Hands. Right? Yes. The device is over $1,000. I got the i5, so it's right around that price point. But oh my God, it plays Switch 60 FPS and PS3 at 60 FPS.
Damn.
Just to see like the fact that I'm playing that next gen of games emulated on a handheld at all without streaming, I was like, oh, this is the future. Now the device has terrible ergonomics. Like the face buttons are below the right analog stick, so the two analog sticks are up top. Great for FPSs or whatever, but horrible for retro gaming.
Yeah,
it cramps your hands really bad. It was cramping me up. Screen's 5-inch, so it's a little for running Windows. It's a little teeny tiny. I love the device though, despite that, and I definitely will probably. I returned it, but I'll probably order maybe the i7 version just to dock to my TV to have like a media center PC because it worked really well in for that. I actually sat down and played Tony Hawk American Wasteland on GameCube for like 3 hours on that handheld. And I'm like, oh, I never play GameCube because it never runs stable. Like even drops of 5 FPS annoy me and I stop. So like having a full constant FPS at 60 and then running at max settings in Dolphin, I'm like in RetroArch, by the way, at the core, the RetroArch core, not the standalone, but actually running the fucking core at 60 FPS.
That's awesome.
I was like, this is the freaking future. This is amazing. The device itself is a little heavy and it's not quite there yet, but I know this is what's coming.
Yeah.
And we're so spoiled.
Another two generations and it's going to be near Odin pricing for that kind of power, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I know. It's nuts. So I think the Odin is really where I'm going to place my eggs.
Another year and a half, maybe two, and we'll start getting handhelds with like Snap 888s in them. All right. That have that ultra high power shit, that ultra like 6 nanometer stuff like the D900 does. It's going to be good, man.
It's going to be good. And even the 845 in the Pro, the Snapdragon 845, with the cooling added, apparently really pushes the boundaries.
Yeah.
So a lot of people are really up in arms like, well, it's not an 850 or it's not an 855. But I don't know. I think it's fine.
It's fine.
It's totally fine. I have a Samsung.
I didn't even expect that outside of an 820, honestly.
Yeah, for the price point, right? Like,
yeah,
it works.
People originally, when the chip series was originally announced, they were having strokes over it being 800 series. I mean, that's a big deal. Nobody's bothered to put a chip that powerful in one of these handhelds, let alone sell it for under $400.
But now the new expectation is, can it emulate GameCube? So
yeah, that's definitely the gold standard.
Yeah, and it's nuts that we're getting there. I remember on my GPD XD Plus, if you run the latest version of Lineage on it and get all of Black Seraph's drivers, all that stuff for the, what is it, the MediaTek chip? And
the Mali GPU.
The Mali GPU, yeah. Now you can run Saturn on there, and that's cool. And you can run a little bit of GameCube, but you're not going to run 60 FPS GameCube yet.
I hope Saturn emulation gets shored up. I never had a Saturn. I've never played a Saturn game, but man, a lot of people are really passionate about it. So I hope this next generation of handhelds helps line it up for someone to really shore up Saturn emulation.
People want Saturn, and it's a tough chipset to emulate.
Yeah, it's so weird.
It's bizarre how they built the architecture on it. There's a lot of interesting documentaries about that, too, on YouTube that are just like, I didn't realize how crazy the Saturn is. And developers hated making games for it. They're like, make it for PlayStation, but they're going to expect we make it for Saturn, too. Tomb Raider is a good story there.
And it took forever for them to dump the firmware and all of that stuff as well. I mean, forever.
Right. Right. And so we only started seeing good Saturn emulation in the last couple years here.
Yeah.
And we're just today, lately, starting to see decent Saturn emulation inside of RetroArch with the cores. Mm-hmm. So, but the Win 3, for instance, knocked out the core. No problem. 60 FPS. I was playing Panzer Dragoon, and I'm like, oh, this is a dream. But, I mean, even the RP2 can play a little bit of Saturn at a very crappy frame rate. So, I mean...
That's something that a lot of people aren't really talking about right now. We've been so focused on the Odin for good reason. Retroid Pocket 3 and RNG552 are around the corner.
I know. My poor wallet. I just got thrown against the wall this month with the play date and the Odin, and then last month the Steam Deck. Like, calm it down here. But I'm ready. I bet September and October we're going to see the RG552 come out. We're going to see the Retroid Pocket 3. I'm guessing November now is the new date. We don't have a prototype yet. I don't see how we're going to hit October right now.
I'm guessing that they're both going to come out at almost the same time.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're direct competitors, you know?
Yeah, they're going to need to.
Yeah. I haven't heard anything for over a month now about release dates and stuff like that for the RP3. The last I heard was still October.
Didn't Taki say something about, did he said he had a prototype?
He said he had an RP3 in hand like a month and a half ago.
Maybe he meant he had like the chipset in hand or something that had the chipset.
Probably prototype.
Some sort of basic. Okay.
Yeah.
It's interesting though that we're not hearing news about that right now at all. And maybe it's because
the Odin.
Everybody's talking Odin, and if there is the relationship there between the two companies, it makes sense. Like, we're going to let you guys hype up the Odin, get that device out, but we're going to come strong as soon as your IGG ends. So I bet you we're not going to hear until 44 days from now.
That sounds about right to me.
I mean, what does that put us at? Today's the 21st of August, so that puts us at about the beginning of October. Yeah, end of September.
See, here's the thing. Here's what goes through my head with this. Most of these companies don't have a big fanfare rollout. You know what I mean?
Right.
Ambernic and PowKitty, they just release devices. They're just like, hey, this is here now. You know?
I have a bone to pick with PowKitty, by the way. No, like I've supported them. Yeah, they make kind of the second tier knockoff devices generally. They've been doing great with like the PowKitty RGB 10 Max and all that.
I love my 10 Max.
But man, they gave me a great deal to get a V90 and a 20. The little micro, the 300X micro competitor.
Oh yeah. I remember this.
They had half off, and so like I used the coupon and whatever, I paid for it. And then Mr. Ash C4 YouTuber comes in, and he, not his fault, but he went in and bought at the same time as me, and he got those damn deals. And I'm like, but the money already left my bank, and they canceled my order on AliExpress. And then I was like, dude, but again, not his fault. We'll have a public beef when he comes on the show.
Yeah,
that'll be fun. Like, where's my V90? But I've talked to PowKitty, and they're like, oh, right. Oops. I was like, I still want to buy these. Can you just give me one that I can buy as well? They're like, no, we gave it to the other guy. I'm like,
jeez.
But Pete, I can see that my transaction went through first. They're like, oops. I'm like, well.
My order number is four numbers below his.
Like, come on.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not even going to buy these devices, and that's why my new thing is like, I'm not even going to purchase devices that can't run Android, that are below the RG351 kind of level, RP2 level. Yeah. I'm just going to skip that whole series from now on. Having said that, I did buy a V6 that is also a 8,000 milliamp battery that plays NES games from Pow Kitty, from the That's AliExpress hilarious. Pow Kitty store.
Well, it's like that, was the BitBoy, the tiny one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I still want one of those, but not at that price. Like, that's a $20 thing to me. You know what I mean?
The BitBoy 3.5?
Like no. What was the little keychain one?
The Fun Key. BitBoy?
Fun Key, not BitBoy.
I want that too because it's just adorable.
It's adorable. Yeah. It's so
I don't
cute.
Know why. I don't know. I'm constantly just at war with myself with these handhelds.
I had my own little beef with Pow Kitty for a little while there, though, and that was because
what'd they do. Let's pile this on.
Let's pile it on.
Pow Kitty, we're coming for you.
Change
your name. why do you have that name? Why are you named Pow Kitty? Who? Why?
My daughter dropped my RGB 10 Max and broke the screen.
Okay.
And
fair.
She's ordered
a piece of shit device.
Yeah, fuck this. Spikes it to the ground. No, so I ordered a replacement screen, right?
Yeah.
It was like $40 for a replacement screen shipped. And it took them almost 4 weeks to send it to me. And when I opened it up, it was a replacement shell and had no screen in it. So I'd already had to wait. Oh yeah, I had to wait like a month
to get the
wrong item.
Was it from the AliExpress store?
Yeah. Oh yeah. And then, I know. And so I start
messaging
them.
They're about to enter my Ubisoft level of of anger now. Okay.
So I start messaging them, right? And they don't even say sorry. They just say, oh, we'll ship it to you. I'm like, all right, that's fine. And they send me a link to a thing that I have to spend more money on to get it.
Uh-huh.
Right? So the order will go through.
No.
Yeah. So they send me this link to a 10-cent thing, right? Literally, it costs 10 cents to have the order go through. It won't go through.
Shipped.
Well, it won't go through because I'm using PayPal, right? Mm. And so they're just like, well, can't you just use another form of payment? And I'm like, you're making me pay you to send me the item that I ordered, all right? And so finally, I just ended up, because PayPal won't let you spend less than a dollar, right? So finally, I just ended up putting 10 of the 10-cent items in there to get the dollar so they'll send it to me. It was a whole thing. It was
a
bad customer experience in general. But I finally got my screen in 2.5 months later. Like 2 days ago.
I was going to get my V90 and Q20 for $20 a piece. That's $40 total.
Yeah.
Or you could buy just the V90 on Amazon for $55. So it's like it was a good deal.
Yeah.
And I'm like, just give me the deal. Like, I pressed the button. I paid you the money. Just give me the deal. They're like, sorry, it's already gone. I'm like, you, what?
You bastards.
But I wanted it. I wanted it. That's all.
I wanted it.
Like, I don't want it now. And I don't, when it arrives, what am I going to do with it? It can't do shit. Like, it plays SNES games. It's going to have screen tearing. What am I? I'm not going to use it. I just want to add it to the collection because I'm psychologically damaged.
The collection
That's
that you
all.
Trimmed down today, you mean?
Yeah. Okay. So here's the other thing. As I said in the last episode, I'm either like, give me all the handhelds, let me try all the things, or give me like one device. Like, okay, one device from each like tier. And I can just focus on that. And I'm really starting to move that direction. And what kicked off this is my beef with Pow Kitty's AliExpress store. I'm like, you know what? If I'm not going to have these two crappy tier zero devices, I'm not going to have any. Sell all these things. I'm just going to, and I overspent really for the Odin. So I sold off a few things, my PSP, my Vita, my 350M.
Do you have another Vita, by the way?
No. I might get one in white.
Yeah.
Join the white Vita crew. Because you have a white Vita, don't you?
I do. I love it.
So, yeah, I'll get a Vita again. But just some stuff I'm not using right now, right? And so that's done. Again, kind of kind of going against myself, though, on the way that I can't cancel is a chicken handheld. The retro
you
chicken.
Bought one of those? Oh my
the $10.
God.
The $10 chicken themed handheld with the, like, the chain. He has the chain on him.
Oh,
and
gosh.
It matches like my PFP avatar in Discord. So, like, I've been eyeballing it. I know it's just the worst and it barely plays Game Boy games, but even, you know, Retro Dodo did a review of this thing. It's called the Cute Chicken Backpack Pendant Handheld.
It's not even made in China. It's made in fucking Kazakhstan or something like that.
It showed up on Amazon and I was like, oh, Amazon, like, I'll get it soon. At least I can try it out and return it. it's coming.
It's so stupid. It's so ridiculous.
Stupid. I'm going to slide it into the stupid shelf like that I have here with my Game & Watch. And it's going to sit there. And I'll probably give it to one of the kids. But
yeah. So silly.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. So that's what's been going on. So what haven't you been playing this week?
Oh my gosh, I keep doing stupid shit on Steam because Steam keeps having these sales. Like they're having the is it
don't
Quake
do it
on sale? I already did it. It's already done.
You got the new Quake HD?
I pre-ordered it. Yeah, I think. No, I haven't pre-ordered it yet. I went through and bought up all of the Doom and Quake stuff that I didn't have on Steam before because it was like $5 a piece.
You know that entire line of games, including the brand new Quake game that came out yesterday, is on Game Pass for free. If you had a Series X or any Xbox, you would use.
Right, but I would have to turn my Series X on to know.
Right,
this.
You would, and I was playing it yesterday, and it's pretty excellent. So,
well, damn it,
turn it on. Try it out. Has all the expansions. It's super up-resed.
So, yeah, that's what I haven't been playing. All the shit that I literally just bought for no reason. Keep adding to the backlog.
You have a problem.
I do have a problem. But so do you. That's all right.
I know. I do. You know, I've stayed away from at least the Tamagotchi addiction. But
I am bad and that is good. Oh, the Tamagotchi edition. Oh my gosh. I can't believe they're making new Tamagotchis. Did you see this?
You know, well, I can see your whole wallpaper behind you is covered in just Tamagotchis.
It is. So many Tamagotchis. Just,
I can see like all of them. There's hundreds, thousands.
You wouldn't believe what I had to trade my wife to let me put that up. So
I can guess. I can take a guess.
Couple hints.
Well,
but no, that's what I keep buying stuff and then not playing it. That's what I've been up to. Gaming wise,
there's something about like you're an adult, right? And when you were a kid, you didn't have money. When you're an adult, you have money, but you don't have time anymore. Like when you were a kid,
yeah.
But it feels good to buy the game because then you own it. Then it's yours. Then at least like you could play it. It feels good in the back of your head, and you're going to sleep at night. Like I own that game, like,
and then
I don't have time to play it, but I own it.
There's the deal on top of that too.
Yeah.
Where they put up $59.99 and then cross it out and it's like $5.
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
You know?
You have to.
You have to. You gotta have it.
Even if you own it on like five other platforms.
Yeah, I now own Doom Eternal on at least three platforms. All right. So
you've got to. Hey, I bought Ark like Dinosaur Hunter Evolved on every platform possible when I used to be heavy into that game. I get it. Well,
so okay, yeah, that's what I have going on. What about you? Yeah, you. Mr. Busy Man.
Thor, I am a modern gentleman. You can see from my twirly mustache.
Yes.
And I
have
the
beginnings
had time.
Of the twirly mustache.
I'm starting it out. It's coming to a face near you soon. I've been not playing the games of the month. So I tried out River King and I tried out Dive Alert and they're so to me, and I'm sorry guys, I'm sorry everybody. They're so bad.
Yeah.
They're just not good games to me. Yeah. I can't get into them. I finally though played Pirates a couple days ago
mm-hmm.
for Sega Genesis, Pirates Gold. And it's a Sid Meier game, so it's like a strategy game. But you're also a pirate who just plunders and destroys, and you just build up your crew. And that game is actually fun. So I haven't been playing that until I was playing it yesterday, and I was having a hell of a time. And I'm like, I'm just strolling through towns, and I'm like, yeah, I'm going to burn your town to the ground. Give me all your gold, but give me all your women, give me all your supplies and food, give me your crew, and I'm just going around just. Being a pirate.
Yeah. And, yeah.
You know, governors are getting pissed off at me. They're like, you've offended the crown. Like, you know, we're not, if you pay us 1,000 gold, then we'll forgive this offense. And I'm like, screw you. I'm going to burn your town to the ground. Get back in my ship. I just start attacking. I'm fencing everybody. That was a great Sega Genesis game. And I think I'm going to beat it before the end of the month. I think.
I feel like at this point I have to play River King because it's shorter than all the other ones for the game.
Pirates you can complete in an hour if you want. You can retire your character at any time and it gives you the game over screen.
Right, but I don't feel good about that. I feel like
you can retire in your 30s. Well, yeah, the way we've decided that Rapid was saying was basically play till your character can't really do much anymore. He's like in his 60s and 70s and he's retiring, or he catches scurvy and dies, and then just post, you know. But you can retire at any time in any town. So when you're done with the game, and that's why I picked it, because at some point I'll be like, all right, I get it. I'm just going to go catch a disease and end this thing. Yeah, right. Beyond that, also, Cathonics and I were trying out 12 Minutes.
Okay.
Have you heard of this game?
No, I haven't.
It's on Game Pass. It stars Willem Dafoe, Daisy Ridley from Star Wars, and James McAvoy. McAvoy?
McAvoy?
I don't know how to pronounce his name. McAvoy. And it is good. It's a game kind of like Majora's Mask, where it has a time loop and it loops you through every 12 minutes of the game. And then you basically die at the end of every 12 minutes. And you have to figure out the right pieces of the puzzle and learn the right things in the environment to survive the 12 minutes. And Kojima has an article out today that's like, I love this game so much that I'm now going to make a point and click adventure game. Like, he
Holy
was just
crap.
It's a master. It's a brilliant, brilliant game. It's triggery though. Definitely graphic, definitely violent. You know, sometimes you have to like kill your wife to like advance the story, and it's beyond messed up, but it is so well made. And yeah, I can't wait. After this podcast, we're going to hop back on that game and we're going to try to beat this thing, because cool. We're like, what haven't we figured out? What haven't we unlocked? Like, you know, we've tried it so many different ways, and no matter what, it seems like the game ends. So it's really, really interesting game logic. It's an interesting loop. So we're addicted to that. And beyond that, yeah, that's what we have and have not been doing. Also, just a ton of stuff in life. Life has been busy.
Yeah. It's the summer, man.
It never ends.
It's summer. It's summer. Summer
should be. Yeah, summer should be a little more chill, though.
Yeah.
I feel like. Remember summers back in the day when it was like the whole summer stretched ahead of you? Like.
I just remember chaos when I was a kid, man. I just felt like as soon as summer began.
Yeah.
Like, we just had all the shit that we had to get done. You know, at least for us out here in the Midwest.
See, like, I was a spoiled kid from the burbs. So
it was baseball practice and softball practice for my sister, and then karate. And I mean, all that shit. It just felt like we just had nonstop stuff to do.
My brother and I
remember feeling like summer was slow.
Really? I don't know, man. Like, day one of summer, it's like we booted up. We went to the kitchen on like our 20-inch Toshiba TV. Booted up Star Ocean 2, and we're like, okay, we're going to get at least a couple of the endings to this game out of the 84 endings. And we just
Star
sat
Ocean
there.
Star Ocean 2 had 84 endings?
Has 84 endings.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
All right.
I've only gotten like maybe 5 of the endings in my lifetime. But we would play that for like a month, and then we'd go off to our separate friend groups. We were 4 years apart, and we'd go out and we'd go play hockey in the street and just run around, be crazy kids. But summer to me back then felt like it stretched on for a long time, and it was limitless possibility. And now it's like, I don't know, almost as an adult with kids and responsibilities, it almost feels like there are no season changes. Like there's no, unless you're a teacher, there's no like break to it.
Yeah.
Life continues.
Yeah.
Unless you're going to Alaska next month, where I actually am having a week break.
And taking a retro handheld with you.
And I'm taking a retro handheld. I almost took the Win 3 because I configured it to have like a 20-hour battery life. A GPD XD.
Okay.
OG model.
OG, yeah.
Not upgraded to 8.1. 4.4 Kit Kat. The battery life's insane. It's like 12 hours.
Somewhere out there, Seraph hears those words and just one little tear goes down his face.
One's falling down. I'm going to try out that firmware on a second XD.
On a second point. One. Yeah, sure. Right.
PsyOps sure. From GPD Central is fixing my XD Plus right now. Had a screen issue, so he's... Mm-hmm. He's fixing it, so I didn't bring that one. So I'm going OG right now, and I'm excited. I got it limited to just boot straight into RetroArch when you turn it on, and I gave myself a selection of like 10 games.
Yeah.
And yeah, it'll be good.
Yeah. So that's your go-to, huh?
That's my go-to right now. Yeah. If the Odin was here or the RP3, it'd be another story. It stands, XD is still my favorite.
I'm still stuck on the Vita. I feel like my tires are spinning a little bit on the Vita. It's just that good now. It wasn't at launch.
Do you love the buttons on it? You love the face buttons and the D-pad?
I have giant monster hands. You know,
I was going to say, like, how is that comfortable?
It is comfortable somehow. And I think it's just because I'm used to Sony products, because I'm a Sony fanboy.
Then you would love the Win 3 because it's using the Vita face buttons.
Oh, well, then I should try that out.
Yeah. Well, or at least they're emulated very close.
But as far as firmwares and stuff like that go, the Vita is so easy now to hack. It's unbelievable how easy it is to hack now. I don't know if you saw Russ's most recent guide on it.
I bought my Vita to SD card adapter, so I have it ready for when I have a Vita.
Yeah.
It was like $5, so
it's just so good. And I'm sitting here waiting on the Odin. Like, these are two completely different things. The Vita, the RP3, the 552, the Odin. They're all on completely different tiers, even though I'm sure they'll be similar in pricing. You know,
what is the Vita max out on for emulation?
N64.
Okay, all right.
But it can natively play PSP games, and it has
Vita.
Well, yeah, obviously Vita, yeah. But it has a bunch of...
Just had to say it.
It has
nothing
a bunch
can emulate Vita, so...
Right. It has a bunch of PS2 games that were natively ported to Vita. All the Sly Cooper games, Ratchet and Clank games, Jack and Daxter games, God of War games, all the heavy hitters... for PS2 were natively ported to Vita. So it's a portable PS2 machine, but your random JRPG that didn't get translated probably isn't going to be native on there, you know?
Right. So you're talking about the stuff available in the Sony store, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. There's some of those games are available, like Jack and Daxter Racing.
Yeah.
If you ever wanted to play that, it's on there. You know what I want to know? How come we aren't further along in Nokia N-Gage emulation? Where's that crowd?
I don't know anything about the N-Gage other than I remember seeing it in GameStop. No, I saw it in GameStop and didn't want it. I was never that guy.
It had a numpad on it.
I was never like, oh my God, video game phone? Perfect. No, I wasn't.
I bought one in 2003.
Did you really?
I had it as my cell phone. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
On like Sprint or whatever it was, T-Mobile. I can't remember. I had an N-Gage, and I remember getting Tomb Raider for it and Tony Hawk, and I was so excited, and it was such a crappy experience. Like, it was a vertical. It was a completely vertical.
Yeah.
Screen aspect. It was like 2 inches, and it was just a terrible platform, and they should have never made it. But... And still, I'm nostalgic for it all these nearly 20 years later. And and I want to be able to emulate. And apparently the emulation scene around it is just dead. So where are you Engage folks out? Or where are you folks at? Where's those Engage devs at? Yeah,
does that mean that I need to make an Engage role in RH? Is that what we're doing now?
Might be moving that direction. There's a small crowd of people who want to play these games. I want to at least
50,000 secret Engage like, fans come out of the woodwork after they hear this podcast. Yeah.
The Engage podcast. The one podcast on the internet that's talking about the Nokia Engage. And there was a Nokia Engage Plus.
Oh, man.
But I want to emulate those games so I can get it up to like 8K resolution, vertical. You know, like do a widescreen hack.
Like, widescreen. My God, dude.
Gone mad.
Holy crap.
Anyways, that's what's wrong with me today. So how are you?
I'm great. I have a lot of stuff going on as far as this community is concerned.
Right. You know, you're talking Lineage for the Odin.
Oh yeah. We've got, well, not just Lineage, but Linux as well is on the table.
Right. Are you allowed to talk about that at all?
Well, I mean, we don't have any boards or anything like that right now. So there's nothing really secret to talk about other than there is an intention out there to put an Elec style firmware on the Odin.
Emu Elec, kind of like Emu-Elec, 351 Elec.
Yeah.
For the Odin.
Yeah.
So the people out there who aren't buying an Odin because of the supposed input lag issues with Android, which I still can't perceive.
Neither can I. And I kind of call bullshit every time I hear it. I know that people believe that it's happening. I haven't experienced it. And I've seen people do analyses and things like that on YouTube for it. I don't see it, man. I don't see how an extra 10 microseconds or whatever is fucking your day up, bro.
I've never noticed. If you have a powerful enough device, you can always run ahead in RetroArch. That more than compensates for it in my mind. But for the people who are just saying, I will not do Android, I will not have an Android device. If they hear that this firmware is coming out, they'll be like, okay, maybe now I'll pick up an Odin.
Yeah.
Maybe now I'm going to buy this thing. Maybe and now I'll buy an RP3.
That'll definitely be an after it comes to market thing, you know?
Right.
The Linux thing, because we're going to focus on Android first and foremost, getting Lineage on there, getting the custom firmware going, shoring up some of the inefficiencies that I'm sure the stock firmware will have, because they tend to use the source that they're given by the chip manufacturer. So we'll get some of it shored up. We'll get it cleaned up. The other thing too is the Lite is coming with Android 11.
Boo.
And it's beginning.
Get it out of there.
It's because that's what they have to certify with, apparently. Can't certify Android 10 devices anymore, and they want to make sure that they get the Play Store, right?
Of course, yeah.
So that's going to be one of the first things that we do upon release of the Lite is dropping that down to Android 10.
Yeah, no more scope storage issues.
Yeah, no more scope storage, still full compatibility, a little bit lighter on the back end. The other thing, too, a lot of people don't realize is there's a legal reason why Lineage distributions don't get the Play Store included with them. And that is, it's Google's IP. They own it entirely, all that kind of stuff. The other thing too, for these devices, how this affects these devices specifically, is if we don't include the Play Store, you have the option of not using the Play Store. You can, most of these emulators, you can sideload, they're open source. And they're free. So you can sideload APKs without the RAM overhead, without taking up background resources for the Google Play Store, for Play services. And people don't realize how much of a fucking hog those services are. It's outrageous.
Just on RAM? Or is it on CPU and battery too?
There's that little bit of CPU and background usage. Don't get me wrong. RAM is the big one though, because they're actively running at all times once they're installed on your thing. So you're looking at saving 10 to 20% of the RAM on the different versions of the Odin just by not having the Play Store on it, sideloading your own apps and all that kind of stuff.
Or if you want to have the Play Store, maybe go for an 8 GB configuration.
Right. What we want to do is be able to include the Play Store, but disable it, which is kind of complicated, but mm-hmm. that's one of the major intentions for this next series of firmware, is be able to disable the Play Store.
Yeah. It's what you had in RP2.
Yeah, the RP2 had that ability. Yes, you use the Toolbox app and you were able to disable the Google Play Store, Surfaces framework, all that stuff in the background. And we want to include something like that as well.
Perfect. Yeah, I can't wait. I am totally stoked on the device. I realize that delays might happen as they tend to. It's a lofty vision. I really hope we get these by December, but I understand if we don't get them until January, February.
Yeah, their roadmap is really tight.
I don't know how it's going to work out, but I'm hoping for the best.
But Taki just said today, with talking with me and in public, that their PCBs are already done.
Really? For the 845s?
Yeah, for the 845s.
Okay. Yeah, because
that's a big step.
It is a big step for all of the, how many have been, 2,000 units for 845s have been claimed?
No, I don't think it's that much. I think it's probably around 1,000.
Okay. So they have 1,000 ready to go. Okay.
Well, I don't know how many they've produced. It's probably more than likely more than that, but.
Yeah. Take a look at this. And then for the light, the D900 chips, that PCB won't be made until November, as I understand it.
Yeah, it won't be. That PCB won't be ready till November, yeah.
Okay.
So most likely it'll be in production in late October.
Okay. Wow. 1,300 backers, $400,000. Yeah. And their goal was $12,000.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Well, here's the thing too. This is a brand new company, like we were talking about. I feel like their major delay of 6 months and all this spooked a lot of people away from using the IGG to buy it.
Mm-hmm.
And they're probably going to have far more in post IGG sales once people realize how freaking awesome this thing, how much potential this thing really has.
Once it hits AliExpress and Amazon, it's going to be nuts.
Yeah.
These things are probably going to be selling for closer to $500 at that point on Amazon, especially.
You think
I'm guessing. I think so. They'll sell them in bundles. I'm sure they'll sell it with the dock. And all that.
Yeah.
I bet like a bundle pack will be easily $500.
I bet it'll be $400 with the Pro, with the bundle.
Well, I mean, and look at something like the Win 3. The Win 3 sells an IGG still today for $900. If you want to find it on Amazon on the West, it's going to be starting at a minimum of $160, all the way up to $1,500. So there's a big disparity there. There's a big markup, and it's the convenience factor. People, if you want it in the next week, they'll pay extra.
Well, that Amazon markup, though.
It's ridiculous. I knew that I was going to hornswoggle,
too. It's like the Retroid Pocket 2 being sold for $80 on their website and then $120 on Amazon.
Oh, more than that.
I saw it mostly go for $120. Did it get upped again?
I've seen it go as high as $200, depending on the seller. For an RP2, yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
You could buy two RP2s plus.
I know. I know that. It's all the convenience factor. It's not a bad deal if somebody's willing to pay it. And they're like, okay, I want it now. I don't care. I'll pay an extra $80 or more. But you're right. I mean, the average is around, it looks to be about $120, $130.
So yeah, I could I think I paid $375 for my Omega tier pro bundle with all of the stuff.
Mm.
So you're right. It could go to $500 on Amazon for that convenience factor. You're right.
I'm guessing. I don't know. I could be wrong, but either way, it's going to be the best deal if you go through the IGG. And now I sound like a shill. I absolutely sound like a shill. We really need to ask for affiliate links for these handhelds at some point. Thor. We give so much love to many of these.
We're just excited
companies, but we're nerds. We like this stuff.
Well, hopefully the non-early bird pricing that they have is what they eventually use on their website, shipping from China. So that'll be good if they do that. It's definitely not. It's definitely not the $199 handheld, though.
It almost was. It almost was. Well, there was a moment. You can get the base Odin for the super early bird price. There was like a secret link for that.
$175.
It's still it's $199. It's $200. You have to use the secret link. I think I have that on the Facebook group for retro handhelds. And I put it.
So secret.
It's so very, very secret. Here it is. Is it sold out yet? Yeah, it's $199. So they do have one option. It's a secret link. It's $199 for the super fan Odin base. There are 7 left as of right now. I'm guessing by the time this episode airs, they'll be gone. Yeah, and then the super fan Odin light was still available earlier. There are 15 left. Those will be gone as well. I'm excited for the light. I'm like more excited for the light than I am for the pro, and I don't know why.
Because we bought both, all right?
Uh-huh.
The light has Wi-Fi 6 in it.
It does.
Which is crazy.
And I hear the battery life is much better on the D100 chip. And well, I love a long battery life.
It's the 6 nanometer architecture of the chip. It's so efficient. It's just so efficient.
More. Well... What are those TDP settings at, Thor?
What I'm saying right now is that it probably isn't even going to need to be cooled, like actively cooled, like the other Odin is, to get really good performance. So
yeah, I hear you.
Talk me.
I hear you. Tell me more about the architecture.
but it's so efficient and it's so. Much better for heat. It's so much better for battery life. It's just better.
I feel like a warmth in my cockles for MediaTek chips too. I don't know why. I think it's because, you know, I grew up in emulation with my GPDXD.
Yeah.
And I love those chips. I know they're wonky. I know running like Vulkan is crappy and Saturn has issues, but I don't care. Like I like it. And the RP2 has MediaTek. And like, give me a Dimensity chip.
Okay,
I'm cool.
So,
what's your beef with MediaTek?
My beef with MediaTek is the support is non-existent for older chips.
Uh huh. Okay?
So, like, my big experience with MediaTek chips has been the RP2 with the 8560 series or 8650, whatever it is. 6580. That's what it is. It's been a while.
You know who else doesn't have instructions? Human beings. Okay. We were placed on this planet.
Judge not lest ye be judged, Thor.
Come on. Like, we were dropped here. There's no instruction manual. The universe or God or whoever, random selection, didn't say like, hey, here's how you optimize your bodies. Like we just had to figure ourselves out.
Listen to you. Listen to your hyperbolic bullshit. What I'm talking about right now.
Just trying to gaslight you.
I know you are. I know. No, for real though, the MediaTek had a terrible reputation just for supporting their chips. They were designed for mass production, not garbage tier, but just above garbage tier Chinese phones, you know?
Yeah.
That's it. They finally stepped up with the Dimensity series, which I don't have any personal experience with. So I'm trying not to hate on it.
I love the mystery though that's surrounding it.
El Misterio.
I just imagine the D900 is coming out of the mist, like just coming out of the clouds. And it's like, what is this? What can it do?
Well,
nobody knows.
Checking the specs against the 1000C, which was what the processor was originally supposed to be. The D900 is the far superior chip.
Mm, yeah. So not quite the 1000 level, but somewhere between the 1000C and the 1000.
Right. Really hope that MediaTek has in fact gotten their shit together. Seriously. And from what it sounds like, from talking with YouTubers in private and stuff, I've been talking to a bunch of phone YouTubers lately in private about these chips and things like that, that that keep popping up that I've never heard of before, all these MediaTek chips and things like that that come out of the woodwork. And apparently MediaTek, specifically with the Dimensity series, has gotten their crap together. So
good.
I hope that's true. I hope it has really good source support and all that kind of stuff, and that we're that it, it won't be such a slog and backbreaking effort to get a custom firmware going for these machines.
That's the one thing is, yes, understanding it so that you can make the custom firmware, because I'm sure you're going to get custom firmware out way faster on the Pro with the Snapdragon 845 than you are for the Dimensity chip.
Well, and that's, I mean, that's, it's possible to be just as fast. I mean, the device is pre-trebled. And for those of you who don't know what trebling is, they take the drivers and the boot sequence and stuff and separate it from the operating system itself.
Uh-huh.
So you can just load up an independent operating system, a custom ROM, or an earlier version or a newer version of Android easier, right?
Right.
So it still uses the same drivers. You don't have to sit there and make custom configurations for it. So you can just quick flash a new operating system. So it comes pre-trebled. And if the MediaTek is pre-trebled, then it may not be the excruciating effort that we think it might be. So
that is pretty neat.
It is neat. And the Dimensity series has way better support.
Yeah, well, sweet. So. And the D900 itself, like if you go to like page 8 Google results for videos, you will find some like international videos that you have to translate. But there's direct comparison videos of the D900 chip with the 845. They do exist, and you can watch them. And it's the D900, the D900 wins in most categories. I think it has a faster GPU. It has the 845 beat it out in like optimization, but the D900 on paper and in their testing beat the 845 in almost all tests. So it's like, why are you calling this the Pro when, other than the fact that there's going to be a lot of active cooling, therefore it's going to come overclocked, therefore it's going to go nuts. So it's not really the 845. Actually, it's more like the performance of an 855.
Right, and I think the 845 that they have in there is going to have overclocks on it, hence the active cooling.
So,
So we've got these two chips. They're very close to each other. One of them is going to have better cooling, though. It's already been designed around it. I'm not sure the light's going to need the active cooling.
I prefer that it doesn't need it. I prefer that it's a little bit lower. I even want them to undervolt it a bit, just because I like to have long battery life. I just, for some reason, always get stuck on that.
Well, Android automatically undervolts. It has a governor for the CPU.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. That's
we got that going on. And then the light version also with the Wi-Fi 6 is going to be the better streaming console.
Yes. Now, if you have a Wi-Fi 6 router.
Right. A lot of people don't. Of people have the 5 gigahertz, the 2.4 and 5 gigahertz that came with their internet service, the modem router combos and stuff.
Exactly.
But in the near future, everybody's going to have Wi-Fi 6 in the next 3 to 5 years.
Right.
And by then, everything's going to, especially out of the Chinese handhelds, everything's going to have, it's called Wi-Fi AX. Everything's going to have an AX chip in it, which is Wi-Fi 6. So. It's interesting to me. Yeah, it's interesting to me that it caught up so quickly.
Yeah,
I didn't expect the big jump for this generation was everything having dual click analog sticks, right?
Mm-hmm.
And everything having 5 gigahertz Wi-Fi.
Yeah,
so
it's nuts, and we are so spoiled.
We are spoiled.
We really are, and people complain. You know, we're sitting here
fucking podcast about video games.
First world
problems.
Like, which ones do we pick? I don't know. There's so many, but it's truly a sickness, but it's such a fun sickness. And like we tell our wives, at least we're not, you know, on the streets just slamming heroin.
Right. Cheaper than meth.
It's cheaper than meth. It's cheaper than some things. It's on par with like a weed addiction. Definitely cheaper than a coke addiction.
Oh yeah,
nice.
I think it's cheaper than a weed addiction. But you then think again, so? my
I think it's on par.
My perspective's way off. on that. So
are you like mid to high tier though?
I mean, I have a buddy who spends like 20 G's a year on weed. So I don't.
We really can know easily where. Spend 20 G's a year on handhelds in this next tier, in the Windows tier.
I mean, handhelds. We spent
20 handhelds. That's 20 grand.
I spent $600 on Odin's. So
me too.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I know. Totally overextended this just a little bit this month. So definitely had to make up for that today. And I did. And it feels good. It feels to lighten the load a bit. I don't feel any regret so far over that. Like, what am I going to do with 3 GPDXDs? What am I going to do with Retroid Pockets?
That's how I feel about my 3326 devices right now. I'm like, why? I don't need all of these.
Just
why
do I have pick all one? Pick one. I know you're going to keep the V too. That's your preferred.
Hey, I'm probably going to keep the black V. So,
and I haven't felt the Game Force yet, but I can see myself keeping that one.
Yeah.
I'm thinking. Yeah.
Game Force is nice. I mean, it feels like good in the hands. Yeah, it feels good in the hands.
If you have big hands like me and you, it feels like I need something a little chunkier.
It's chunky.
Like a chunky boy.
And then it has the Hulk nipples on it, so.
But it doesn't have a volume up and down. That's the thing.
It uses a key combo for that, which is weird.
Then that's fine. I'm good with it.
That's the thing with all these devices. There's always that one flaw.
Why you know can't what I we mean? Have one device? Oh, holy shit. I almost forgot. Huff of the Front End Reset Collection.
Yes.
Here I am today on this blessed day of August the 21st of 2021, making my final and official request for a game randomizer inside of Reset Collection. I need my randomizer. Okay. How am I supposed to choose which game I'm going to play? This is on you. This is not on me. Okay. Front end developers need to take into account for people who are crazy and don't slim their ROM collections enough. They need to be able to pick, even if they have slimmed their ROM collections, they need to be able to pick a game at random. Like, yeah. I'm sitting here, I'm rolling, I'm sitting on my couch, boom, hit a button. Okay, I'm guessing I'm going to play Bubble Bobble 3 XL. Great.
This is on you, Hav. This is on you. Hav,
this is on you. I need it. I want it. I saw you add the system select screen in the update yesterday. That was amazing. It was beautiful. I was just furiously scrolling through. Maybe he did it. Maybe he did it. It wasn't there. It's fine. Did I spend it a little bit, like 10 minutes, sort of sobbing quietly to myself?
In the corner.
Maybe. That's neither here nor there. But that's my request. You said to put it into the next episode of our podcast, and then you have to do it. So the gauntlet's thrown down, sir.
Thrown.
Fuck. So... Yeah. What now?
What now is that we remind the crowd that listens that Hav used to be our producer and he's a personal friend. So
he is. I'm not talking to some, I don't know. Who makes Dig? I have things to say to him too.
We need to talk to them.
Who made Dig? Does anybody know who programmed the front end Dig? Because
I'm sure
that's a great front end. It has a randomizer
very easily.
But it doesn't have easily 3D art box art. It's hard to get 3D box art. That's my complaint with that one.
Listen to these little nitpick like, things.
I got my little violin out that I'm.
My God.
Singing my sad song. No. Anyways, we want one handheld that has it all. We want one front end that has it all.
Yeah, we're all looking for the ultimate.
Okay, everybody. We are a basket of crazies. I am Stubborn Pixel.
And I'm Thor.
We love you. Talk to us in the server and other places. Editor's note, we love you, Hav. And also, thank you for giving me an advanced copy of Reset Collection this morning with the randomizer built in. I cannot wait to throw that onto my handhelds and give it a try. It's like you already listened to the episode, but it's not even released yet. How'd you know? It's magic. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you next time.
Bye.